Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Happy Wednesday to everybody. I just want to make a few little announcements before I bring my co-hosts in. It is cold outside. I don't know where, you know, a lot of you are in the part of the country, but it is cold here in Maryland in the DMV. It's below 20. It's in the 20s. Low 20s or whatever, but in my house yesterday it was 50 some degrees. The day is 64 because I don't have any oil in my tank, so it almost feels like I'm outside in my house. But in my office it's warm because I have a little heater in here. But nonetheless, there are some people who don't even have a house, you know, that they can go into and put a little heater in wherever they're at. You know, so I am grateful and I am blessed that I can do that. There are homeless people out there that are sleeping on crates. There are homeless people out there that are sleeping on benches. And some of them are freezing to death. I'll never forget, this has been maybe over 30-some years ago. I was going to work one winter morning. And this homeless guy, he always hung around the office that I worked in, you know, outside, you know, picking up trash and whatever. And this particular morning, I was on my way to work, and I got to work, and the police and the ambulance and everything was around. They was taking him out of the alley. He had froze to death that night. So if you have a blanket, maybe a coat or some shoes or something you want to give to a homeless person, because I'm not telling you to take him into your home, because some of them, you know, really don't, you know, are so used to living on the streets until, you know, they, you know, will not accept coming into your home. But, you know, if you want to give them a blanket or, you know, a pair of boots, some shoes or something, you know, because it's a shame we live in the United States of America and we have people sleeping on the streets, you know. And like I said, it is bitter, bitter cold. I think this is going to be a, you know, a very cold winter this winter, because last winter, you know, it really wasn't that bad. We didn't have, you know, a bad winter last year, but for some reason, this seems like this winter is going to be really bad. You know, so look out for the homeless, you know, because they are people too, and they didn't ask to be homeless, I'm quite sure, because people go through trauma times in their lives. You know, they may have lost their jobs during a recession or, you know, just couldn't cope with certain things, but, you know, they're human too, so, you know, be on the lookout and, you know, help a homeless person out. With that being said, I'm going to bring my co-hosts in. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
How's everybody?
Hi.
I know y'all ain't got, the cat ain't got y'all's tongue.
I see it on fire.
Don't let me have to come to Alabama and Pennsylvania.
Well, Alabama over here. Look,
I'll get on my broom in a minute.
Well, Pennsylvania is definitely doing good. We cold as hell, but we doing good.
Yeah,
freezing over here, but yeah, we doing good.
Yeah, how
11
down
degrees out here.
11. Oh my goodness. You know, and this is a surprise, you know, because, well, not really a surprise, but, you know, just the thought that last winter was, you know, it really wasn't this bad this time of the year. It's 25 degrees here today. Yesterday it was 20, you know. But how is it down there? Where are you at, Miss Kane?
It's cold. I mean, tomorrow it'll probably be about 70, but right now it's colder than like 60.
60. I wish it was 60 here. It's
right.
Mm-hmm. That, like it's cold or something. No, that's really nice. I wish it was 60. If it could be 65 to 68 degrees year round, that'll be good. You know, year round, that really would be good, because it wouldn't be too hot, wouldn't be too cold. It would be just right, you know. But, you know, God had other plans, and I ain't mad at him.
I mean, it's been cold, but we just ain't. You know, we ain't cold today.
Oh, well, that's good. That's really good, you know. So I guess you don't have to worry about, you know, running around helping anybody that's homeless or living on the street. Because, you know, it breaks my heart to see these people, you know, sleeping. And right across the street from the White House is a park. And I don't know if they still be in that park, but at one point they used to have tents in that park, you know, sleeping in that park right across the street from the White House. Now, like I said, I don't know if it still goes on like that because I haven't been downtown in a dog's age, not at least that part of town. But, you know, it's a shame that we have homeless people right here in the good old U.S. of A., but we do. You know, we send money overseas for them to rebuild their countries and over there for wars and stuff like that. You know, take your home first, but, you know, ain't nothing I can do about that. So, anyway, we're going to get on with tonight's topic. We're having two topics tonight. We're going to be discussing the first half, sugar daddies and sugar mamas, and the second half, what to do on the first date. So that sounds pretty interesting to me. And I have a little bit of information that I can that I dug up on the internet about older women and younger men and older men and younger women. So I'm going to get into that, and then we can discuss, you know, what I read, or, you know, if you have anything you want to put in there, just let it out. Okay, this is for the men, if you're, you know, the young men. If you're probably thinking about dating an older woman, before you take the proverbial plunge, you should weigh the pros and cons of such a relationship. The cons. So we're going to start with the not-so-good news. Bag lady. Common sense dictates that you cannot be 40 years old and single and not have a significant amount of baggage. Ex-boyfriends, husbands, children, ex-stepchildren, pending divorces, business pressures, financial obligations, and debts that can be a part of the package. And you must be ready and willing to accept this reality if you're going to get romantically linked with an older woman. This is not to say that you will not be asked to deal with these issues per se. Rather, you must realize that an older woman generally has more to worry about than that bushy-tailed co-ed at your dorm. One cannot deny the allure of the older woman-younger man relationship, but this relationship remains slightly taboo, unlike the other way around, where the man is much older than the woman, which is perfectly acceptable. After all, no one raised an eyebrow when Catherine Zeta-Jones married Michael Douglas. You know he's old enough to be her grandfather. Like it or not, by getting involved with an older woman, you are putting yourself in a situation where the moral majority, people like your parents and boss, will frown upon. On the upside, you may become your buddy's hero, and they will start begging you to reveal what it's like. You know how guys get together, oh, man, she older, you know. In any case, people will talk. If you are secure enough in the relationship or you actually like the attention, then by all means proceed. On the good news about being caught up in a cougar's grip, younger men have the stamina and carefree attitude to satisfy their need for a wild ride. The cougar. While we're on the topic of what people would think, keep in mind that older women have been dubbed cougars for a reason. They hunt younger men, which wouldn't be all that bad if they were, say, Stacey Dash. In this type of relationship, the woman is often in control. Some think that a woman who dates a younger man does so because she can easily manipulate him. That the man in question will be so awestruck by her attention that he will go along with whatever she says, but that is a theory that does not necessarily apply to every situation. Okay, the pros. On the good news, boy toy. Often older women are newly divorced and looking to sow their wild oats. Getting involved with a man who isn't looking for a serious relationship and wants to have fun is the perfect solution. Younger men have the stamina and carefree attitude to satisfy their need for a wild ride. So, if you're looking to learn a thing or two between the sheets, look no further than an older woman. After all, she no longer sexually inhibited, knows what she wants, and probably has a few tricks up her sleeve. She's over it. More often than not, an older woman has faced her insecurities and fears head on and has dealt with them to the best of her abilities. She likely has enough life experience to know what matters and what doesn't. Consequently, she above the petty nonsense that drives you crazy about women your own age. An older woman has figured out what makes her look fat and what looks good on her and knows enough about male-female relationships to not bother you with feminine trivialities that usually serve to turn men off. Older women have the self-confidence that could only come from experience and the knowledge that they can handle whatever life throws their way. That is not to say that they never had a bad day, but merely it's probably due to something more than the fact that they have a pimple and a party to go to that night. So go for it. In the end, it's up to you to weigh the pros and cons of such a relationship and decide if it's right for you right now. Let's see. The promise of mind-blowing sex with an experienced, confident woman without the expectation of a long-term commitment. I know it's a tough call. So what do you ladies have to say about as far as the cons of older man, younger woman? Younger man, older woman.
You say the cons.
Yeah, the cons is she, you know, she may come with baggage and she may come with baggage as far as like her baggage, bringing that to the relationship. You know, some guys can handle that and some guys can't, because when some younger men may be resentful, especially if she has a child his age, you know.
I'm a gifted all the way. I got a friend, you know, who is 40, and she just got through talking to this young dude who was 27. I told her, I said, it ain't gonna work, because number one, you've been married for 20 years. He's 27. Mm-hmm. He don't have a car. I see the potential in him. Doesn't matter. You are out of his league. And then, you know, the first thing, you know, that he wants to say is, your friend is a gold digger. I'm not a gold digger. Your ass is broke. That's all that is. And I don't understand why younger dudes even go at older women anyway. Like, young dudes be killing me, like 22, 23. Like, what the fuck do I look like being with somebody your age? Are you serious? Because you damn sure can't please me in the bedroom. Number two, you're not financially stable unless you a basketball player, football player, somebody that's in the industry, or you come from a wealthy household, or you're selling drugs or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. Come on, like, for real? I don't give a damn how cute he is. Oh, you so cute. Yes, he's fine. Keep it moving.
So your opinion is that a young man who really doesn't have anything going for him, but what about if the guy is, say he's not a basketball player or celebrity, but say he has a very good job, very intelligent, has his own place, has his own car, and he wants to be with an older woman. Now, say if he was like 27 and he approached a woman and he found out maybe she was like 42.
Mm-mm.
You really don't think that that would work out?
Mm-hmm.
And she has everything going for her as well. She has her own place, her own car, a nice job, no children. You know, he has no children. So you don't think that a relationship like that would work out?
No.
That's
why not? My own puzzle. I just, to me, you know what I'm saying, it's too much. It's a big deal when you got too much age difference between two people. It's never going to work out, because somebody is going to grow bored to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. That's my thing. Some of the some relationships that's like that don't have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
There's lack of communication. There's lack of trust. And these are the things that I've seen.
Right.
There's constant manipulation that goes on.
On whose behalf? On whose behalf? The cougar or the young person? Huh?
On the guy's part. As far as a younger man is dealing with an older woman, most of the time they are manipulating that older woman. It may start out good, because just like I was telling my girl, I said, yeah, okay. She's like, chain. He got a mind on the chain. He got a mind on it. Okay, so what? He got a mind on it. But yet it's still, why are you 27 years old? You just not going to school trying to make something of yourself. And don't get it twisted. I know that, you know, a lot of us have been late bloomers in life.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still, I feel like as a man, I don't want to hear shit. There's no ifs and buts about it. You don't have a car. You don't have you got to have something.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have his own place to stay. He has no kids, so there is no excuse. You can't make somebody like that a man.
Right, but I just spoke of the guy who has everything going for him. Good job, his own place, his own car, and you know, he's not he doesn't need this woman for financial gain or anything like that. He just met her and found out she's 42, and he falls head over heels in love with her. He's not manipulating her, she's not manipulating him. They're in this beautiful relationship. So what would be the downfall in that relationship? She has no children, been married. Huh? No, never been married.
You.
Huh?
I heard you the first time. But okay, what do she have kids?
No kids. Never been married. No baggage. It's no baggage.
So she don't have no baggage.
Right.
There's a maturity level that I feel that is not established in men until they get a certain age, and we all know that women mature faster than men. I feel
right.
like sometimes sooner or later. Things will go downhill. I don't care how good it starts. You know, it start off, you know, oh, yeah, I love him. He's successful. He's very dependent upon and yada, yada, yada. Sooner or later, it's going to get old. That's
okay.
That's just my own assumption of it. Assumption of it. I don't know. I just don't think that when you are in relationships where there's too much age difference, especially with a woman dealing with a younger man, they're not mature. Damn it, where is you at? Why are you not saying that?
She's going to say something when you finish.
Yeah, I'm glad you talk. I'm just glad you talk. You going in, so I'm going to let you go in, and I'm just waiting for my turn. That's all. I'm just waiting
yeah.
to talk.
Okay, well, I'm through, but that's just my take on it. I don't think that it's a relationship that is doomed from the beginning.
Okay, so what is your?
I disagree because I mean, if you got somebody that's young and he got his stuff together, and she's 42 and she got her stuff together, why wouldn't it work? Just tell me why wouldn't it work? It won't work because
lack of immaturity.
And it's going to be a lack of maturity. She could be mature. She could have some immaturity too, but maybe they balance each other. See, that's the thing with me. Like I love older and I love younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because they balance each other out, I think there's a balance level somewhere. And I'm not saying just because of the fact that they're so much like different age level. I don't know. I agree with it. I'm sorry. I do. I think it will work. I don't think that because of age that's the reason or just because of immaturity. I mean, she probably got some ways about her that's immature still because still at 30, 35, with kids, no kids, 40, 50. You got some little bit of immaturity somewhere because we're set in our ways. So to other people it may be immaturity, but to her or to him it may not be. But, I mean, I don't see a problem. Either or, older man dealing with a younger girl or older woman dealing with a younger. I mean, it's all about balancing each other. Everybody is different. Some people can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's wrong. Have I done it? Yeah, of course. I mean, I do it all the time. It doesn't bother me. To me, you can't really ask much. And you can't really ask Danny anything because, you know, everything with me is like a wild card. So, you know.
Right, okay.
I try everything once and, you know, we go ahead on with it. So you can't really ask me. But I'm just saying, I don't see a problem with it, though. Like, I don't really see a problem with it. If he has his stuff together and she has her stuff together and they just attract to each other, I mean, hey, who says it's not going to work? Yeah, he probably still got a whole lot going on, and she probably can help him along the way. It's called balance. So, hey, if she willing to go do that with him for some immaturity, then that's her problem. If he feels as though he can handle this grown woman, hey, he mature enough to him, then let him try. He ain't gonna be gonna kill him.
Well, my take on it is, if you know, I'm basically feeling what you're saying, Danny, as well as what Mrs. Kane said, because you know, this guy, he has no baggage, she has no baggage, and them coming together like that, they can, you know, put whatever it is together that they want to put together fresh. You see what I'm saying? Because she doesn't have to worry about her children being involved. She don't have to worry about her ex being involved, her ex-husband, divorce, distant, all those things that will come into a relationship and cause complications, that will cause problems. You see what I'm saying? Because even though, like, you can be in a relationship and they may not cause problems, it just depends on how they're presented and how mature this person is that can handle it. So, you know, I've been involved in relationships with you know, younger men as well as an older man. And the young relationship that I was involved in, it was basically more or less just, you know, having fun. You know, because I really wasn't looking for anything serious, you know, being, you know, with the particular person. Huh?
That's not to be counted in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it's not impossible for, you know, an older, younger man and an older woman to be in a relationship and it to blossom into a loving relationship and they get along. Now, true, there's going to be some times maybe when that little boy might come out of him as well as that little girl might come out of her, even though she's older. And see, that's how I look at it, because it's bound to happen, you know, in a relationship. Because even when I was in the little relationship of fun, that little boy would come out ever so often. So that's what had kept me at bay, you know, because I'm saying to myself, I see this little boy now. I don't really want to get myself to the point where I get so involved with him and then that little boy keeps coming out. You see what I'm saying? But not to say that I can, you know, I can, you know, be in a relationship with someone who's younger than me, maybe 10, 15 years younger than me, and things can work out.
Oh, God, no.
And I've been in a relationship, we're not going to speak of the older man, but I've been in a relationship with a younger person for, you know, maybe about 3 or 4 years, and I think that's pretty long to be in a relationship with somebody that's younger than myself. And I think I was maybe like, at that particular time, I think I was like 20 years older than him. So, you know, for 3 years, that was kind of good as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, eventually that little boy showed up and showed out. So he was out. But, you know, all that time, those 3 years, they was really good years. And, you know, we got along good. But, you know, it's just things that, and I had baggage. He didn't have any baggage. I was the one with the baggage, you know. So, you know, after the 3 years was up, that was it. Mm. So, you know, it just depends on, and like you said, women mature faster than guys, and then at a certain age, men lose a lot when they start aging as opposed to women. Sure, we may put on a few pounds or, you know, but we men, they start losing, they become impotent, they lose their hair, they almost lose their minds, you know, but we just, women, we're just built to keep on, take a licking and keep on ticking. So,
I said, yeah, that's true. We definitely keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. So my thing is, you know, if a younger man who doesn't have any baggage, because a lot of times I was watching Maury. You know, he's always who my baby daddy and all sort of crazy stuff. And sometimes you can almost see when a woman is just desperate. Because it was a woman on there, her two children was older than the guy that she was with. And she was kind of heavy. She was, I don't know if she was confined to a wheelchair, but she was in a wheelchair. And, you know, this guy was with her. And the kids was telling her that, you know, he's manipulating you, he don't love you, this and that. So they did the lie test. And he failed all the questions when they asked him, do you love her? Do you want to marry her? You know, everything was no. He telling them yes, yes, yes. And, you know, but she was just a person to me in the condition that she was in that, you know, she was willing to be with this young guy simply out of desperation. And so you cannot go
as with most older women, because any older woman who is a grown-ass woman, in my own opinion, would want somebody her age. A couple years, I say, give or take, is the most that I would do. I would never in my life date somebody. I don't want to cut you off. I'm just throwing this in there real quick.
Yeah,
I would never date nobody 10 years younger than me, 5 years younger than me, maybe five. Maybe five. And even with that, I still wouldn't take them seriously because every dude that I've talked to that has been younger than me, I pretty much played with them. I ain't gonna even lie. I don't take you seriously. I mean, I respect how some of them outlook and stuff is on life, but as far as, like, you being my man, dude, no. Mm-mm. And most women who get with men who are anywhere from that 10-year on down, something ain't right with you mentally. Maybe, you know, when I get older, I might experience the cougar thing because I really don't, you know, I don't understand all that right now. You know, I get some people that say, oh, 10-year cougar, he a little younger than you or whatever. We laugh and joke about that. But as far as taking a man seriously, I just think that a lot of women that's older that do that, it's something not registering with you right. It's something that's the left, I don't know, something left your brain. Like you just, you get old, die, I feel like I just have to settle for anything. And I just don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm not saying or trying to disrespect any woman out there who, like the woman on TLC, which I haven't had a chance to watch that show yet, but I'm coming. I'm a little behind on some stuff. But at the end of the day, I just don't see myself being with someone that's too much younger than me. I've never liked younger dudes like that. It makes me feel like I am a child molester because here's some key factors that I look at. Okay, younger man dating an older woman. To me, I feel like you looking at her because of why? Is you looking at her because of her beauty, or is you looking at her because she has some things about her that reminded you of your mother?
Well, that could be with an older man. An older man could look at a woman as being his mother, as a mother figure. But I don't mean to cut you off or anything like that, but when, you know, because it's a thing where the thing with me is that younger men are attracted to me. And some of them I have, you know, maybe 10 or 15 years younger than me, I have dated, you know, or whatever. But it's just a thing that older men, for some reason, older men are not attracted to older women. Because, number one, they feel that they're inadequate, and older women know when a man is inadequate, opposed to him being with a younger woman. She's not going to know that until she gets with him and try to find it out. But, like I said, I was with an older man. I think he was like 20-some years older than me. And it didn't work out because, number one, he could not keep up with me. Younger men, because there are some younger men who couldn't keep up with me. But, you know, I'm just saying the point of the matter is,
I said, go ahead, I don't feel it.
No. No, but I'm saying that to say that, you know, sometimes the age really doesn't have anything to do with it. As long as if a man is, you know, I'm not going to date a man who's in his 20s at all.
Might as well if you date somebody.
No. Huh?
If you date somebody younger, then see, this is what I'm saying.
Let me finish
with the statement that I was trying to make. Look at it as the long haul. Yeah, those younger men might find you attractive right now, but would they be in it for the long haul? Would they be there through sickness and health, through good or bad? A lot of them is not. They're not going to do that. They're not. Because when you get with a younger man, and this is what I've seen, and this ain't what nobody told me. The minute one of my older friends, and I got some older friends, that person got sick, that dude couldn't handle it. Yeah, it was all peaches and cream in the beginning before she got to the stage that she got to. But as soon as she got to the stage, as far as with her health, he bailed. And I told her from the door, I said, he ain't going to be there long. Because when he see what real world start to bring him in this relationship, he going to bail the hell out. And that's what he did. And I feel like I said, once again, and I'm not trying to get anybody to change their opinion about it. Younger dudes look at older women as some type of mother figure, and they look at older women as a crutch, most of them. And a lot of them is not going to be there for the long haul. That means
okay.
A tennis star sagging. Most of them dudes going to cheat anyway because it's already in them. I hear so many young dudes, I like a younger woman because these young girls this, these young girls that. Yeah, but when you get tired of the older woman trying to make you into a mature man if you're not already that man, or if y'all have a spat about something, what you do? You go run and you cheat with a younger woman. So how is it that you prefer, you know, an older woman to a young girl? And I see so many 21-year-old dudes, 18-year-old dudes, 22, 23, 24. All I've dealt with my whole life, Charlie, is an older woman. I laugh so hard because that just tickles me. It really do. Mm-hmm. Really? How's you going to be with a bitch that had a couple damn kids who might have been 10 years older than you? You stupid. My first encounter of seeing somebody that messed with a dude that was way too young was this chick I knew. She was 26. He was 16. He was still in school. Bitches, you stupid.
Oh, Lord, that's statutory rape.
That's what I'm saying. But, yet and still, that's a 10-year age difference.
But, okay.
But that right there might be a little bit more mental, what you're talking about. But
yeah,
but somebody,
26 and 16.
Somebody that's 30. 35, 40, 45, and they dating somebody 10 or 5 years younger, I still don't think that's mental, though. Like, I take offense to that. I really do. I'm just being honest.
Take that might be
okay. That's mental, because if I'm 31 and I want to date somebody that's 21, I mean, something got to be wrong with me. I'm mental? No, I don't think anybody's mental. Everybody has their reasons and their preference for it. But I don't think that's mental.
If you're 31, you wouldn't want a 21-year-old. But what? And I'm keeping it all the way gully. And you my bitch. But at the end of the day, let's keep it Gucci. A 31-year-old. Real talk. What the hell do you want with a 21-year-old?
Let's talk about
the 21 that actually got their shit together better than some of these dudes. But see, for me anyway, listen, I don't have any kids. So first of all, we're talking to somebody totally different because I come from something different because I don't have kids. I do me. And I'm going, so I don't have package. So for me to find someone that don't have package, whether he's 21, 22, whether he's 23 and he don't got no package, that's still cool with me. There's nothing mental wrong with me if I decided to date somebody that's 21. I don't have package. I don't have
you,
kids.
You would be,
for someone
so you
that's
take
30
that seriously.
Or 32, 33 to 4 and they got kids and teenagers, then that may be something that you want to look into. Maybe there's a preference and there's something because you got kids and whatever reasons. But we're talking about something totally different. There's nothing more mental with me if I wanted to date 21. I didn't say that we were going to be the best of the couple, then I ain't going to say we're going to be the worst. Everybody has their agenda. Everybody has their preference. But I ain't nothing mental over on this side. So, hey, I'm just speaking as far as me. Now, if you know any other mental people, eat your own. But as far as I'm speaking for much, Danny, Nuwana, whoever, right about now, nothing mental wrong with me if I decided to date or talk to someone that's 21. Because I don't have package. I don't have to worry about, well, I don't want him around my kids and how he's going to feel because I have a teenager, I have a 7-year-old. No, I don't have a lot to look forward to. I don't have a lot of boundaries to think about. A lot of other people do.
Yeah, right, and it's not so much whether or not a woman has have kids or anything of that nature. You don't have to have kids to know that when you're making the better judgment, that yet again, what is it about this 21-year-old? What is it about it? Because that's just like with Shirley O'Neal and the dude that she dated. Come on, for real? Do you actually think for 1 minute that dude give two shits about that woman? Hell to the no.
Who is that?
About the young dude that dates Shawnee O'Neal. He's 25, she's 44. That nigga ain't studying her. Number one, he taking the shit out of her because she buy him everything. Same thing about the dude that go with Jennifer Lopez. These young dudes look for profit. The same way bitches and vultures, just like mom dudes finna get into this sugar daddy, sugar mama thing, the same way bitches, these groupie hoes, these vultures towards these rap niggas and anybody that's in this entertainment world, that's the same way some of these dudes are. They're the same way. That's what they do. That's how they get down. I'm just not believing in my own mind when it comes to being compatible with somebody that you that it can be a big age difference and everybody thinks it's all right. Because to me, ain't no way in hell that I would let my 21-year-old daughter date a man who's 31 or 41. That is not right. I would never do that. And even if I didn't have a daughter, and like I said again, I'm not really trying to change nobody's opinion. It's just how I feel. I just don't, like, I don't want no man. I'm 34 years old. A dude that's 49 years old, he can't come talk to me. Dude, what the hell? No. You too old. We ain't got nothing in common. You probably possessive. You get to that point where you going to be kind of, what it is, what's the word I'm looking for, mom, dudes, jealous about everything that I do, you're going to start accusing. So I think that when it comes down to a relationship as a whole, you have to kind of find a common balance as into the age thing with who you can deal with and who you can't deal with. And I'm just saying, for me, I can't deal with a child. I got two kids. I don't need another one.
Right. Well, that's the truth right there. But I'm just saying somebody is 10 years younger than myself, I really don't see a problem with that, you know, because somebody 10 years younger than me is definitely an adult. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, I would never date anybody in their 20s at all. 29, no. But
well,
he's maybe like,
do, yeah, because, you know, you're at that mature level.
But I'm just trying
to. I don't
want to
shit on your age. But I'm
No. I don't have a problem with that, girl, because like I said, you know, I'm not going to deal with no kids or anything like these teachers hooking up with their students and, you know, getting pregnant by them. It was, you know, I know you remember that teacher who had gotten pregnant by the Lord. I think he was like 16 years old. She went to jail, was in jail for 7 years and got out. They got married. They had another child. And I think they are still together to this day. And
she's
she
crazy.
Was like, yeah, she was like, and see, I'm going to tell you something about young. I can't deal with anybody. They have to be at least in their 40s, because anything less than that to me is just to me, is not mature enough for me. Now, somebody my age might want to deal with somebody in their 30s, 20s, or whatever, but I'm just speaking for myself. And I need somebody who has stamina, number one. You can be 110, but if you have stamina, then we can get along really good. But my thing is, like I said, I've been with a guy, he was like 20 years older than me, and he couldn't keep up with me. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, I have to find somebody in that middle, in that common ground, maybe somebody like 40 or 45.
See, that's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Something like that, a person like that, that has still had this stamina, a person who can keep up with me, because until I lose my stamina, which I know that any man is going to lose his first, because that's just the way
okay.
it is. Men,
I just think anybody that's in their 40s or 50s is, and I'm 34, like I said, I'll be 35 this year. I cannot date somebody that's 15 years younger than me, that's 10 years younger than me. That's too much. I've been there. I've tried it. It does not work. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't, you know, had the types that was like, oh, shawty. No, these have been very respectable young men, but it's just a mature thing for me. I like a man's man. And like I said again, at some point, when you go to try to communicate with these men that's younger, because, again, I must say, men do mature later than women. When you go to communicate with these men that's way, way younger, it's going to be a lack. You can't take these niggas down memory lane. You remember when such and such, like I got a homeboy, and he tripped me the hell out that he's 25 and he know about some stuff. But then again, it come because he was raised old school. But yet and still, guess what? He's a bum. You got all these damn kids. You sit your ass on the phone all day trying to talk. You're on Facebook. You're not doing nothing productive with your life.
Well, see, those are the type of young men that you already know where they're coming from, so they don't even get the time of day. But I'm just speaking of somebody who got their head, not saying he's 10 years younger than you, but
I would never take them seriously.
No, but suppose you met a guy, say he was 5 years younger than you, had his head on straight, good job, own place, the same guy I spoke of before.
Keisha Cole husband.
Huh?
I said Keisha Cole husband. Wait a minute, how old he is? He's a little younger.
But I'm just saying, now, if that man came across your path, how would you view him? Would you be willing to give him a chance and find out where he's coming from?
In my mind, I would still think that this relationship is not going to last that long.
Well, you know what? Because you think that, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go in a relationship, huh?
I said probably.
Right. If you go into a relationship thinking negative things gonna happen. You go into that relationship and say, "This is the one. We're gonna be together from this day on." Things are gonna happen like that. You go into a relationship any day. I know he's gonna piss me off. I know it. I know that's what's gonna happen. He's gonna piss you off. What you throw out in the universe is what you get back. So if you go into it negatively, negative things are gonna happen. But you have to be positive.
It's not even so much going into a negative. It's just that I don't turn a blind eye to nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
This is like me trusting people. I see through folks all day long. It is, you know, whether I tell them that I don't see through their ass is totally up to me. But it's like I already be knowing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I give people chances all day long. But at the end of the day, I know somewhere, somehow, they going to do something to fuck it up for themselves, whether it's piss me off. And I know people is not perfect. I know we are not perfect, but I just have a way of reading through people. I don't go into shit negative and say, "Oh, I ain't going to like this bitch," or "I ain't going to like that dude." You know what I'm saying? It's just a feeling that I have. I've always been a good judge of character. Now, like I said earlier, and I don't want to read nigga on my word. And I ain't say read nigga on my word. I just know
okay.
A lot of us do that. But I think maybe a 5-year age difference is not, it's kind of a big deal for me, and it's kind of not a big deal. But I think that I would be more willingly to accept the fact of a guy being 5 years younger than me than somebody being 7 or 8 years younger than me, or 10 years younger than me, or 11 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're saying that now. There's nothing wrong with that, because when you become older and you find out just the adjustment that you will make in your life for these men who may be 10 years younger than you, then you'll say, well,
I'm
going to
get this.
So, are you going to
be on
bringing sexy back? When I said I would never be with a man, we so happy.
Okay. I hope I find me a husband when we grow old and damn together, honey. And after his old ass, it ain't going to be no more. And if I do have to find somebody, I want to get them little blow-up dolls. Y'all see them blow-up dolls on HBO? That's what I want in my life. I want 3 of them bitches, a black one, Mexicano. Well, I don't know about that, because I don't think with a Mexican. They crazy as hell. They crazy. But, you know, I want a little variety. I might be with a white doll then, you know, yeah. That'll be the only time I'll be with a white man. And, by the way, can I say this real quick?
You sure
Play
can.
Play a hair. Player Taylor, mm-hmm. We did a podcast because it was his last one. Shout out to him.
Oh, when y'all do it?
Saturday. We did it Saturday. And,
you should have called me and told me. Go on.
I know, but it was like he hit me up on Twitter, and mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of stuff because I'm preparing to move from Alabama,
right,
so I'm trying
right.
to get everything in order.
Right.
And he asked me, one of the questions that he asked me, he said, "Kane, would you ever date a white man?" I said,
mm-hmm.
"Hell no." And he said, "Why not?" And then he told me, like, the girl that he's with now is white. And I told him, I said, "I still, you my dude, but I still look at your ass as a sellout." So he was like, "So you mean to tell me you don't find white dudes attractive?" I don't. I don't care for them. And I know my great-grandmama was white. I didn't know the bitch. So it don't matter. That don't count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a racist. I'm not racist. I have my own issues or whatever, but I know what I like. And
right.
like I don't like white dudes, I don't like young dudes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody has their own preference and things that they want, and nobody has the right to force you to change your opinion or to change your likes. So if you don't like white guys, then, you know, you don't like white guys. If you don't like young guys, you don't like young guys. That's your preference, and that's a good thing. Because you're different. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own opinions. Everybody has their own, you know, things that they like and dislike. And, you know, you got to respect people for that. You know, if you don't like, you know, whatever you don't like, that's what you don't like. You know, so
I
respect
that. I love you, but
that.
I feel like you're a fucking basket case. I'm just playing, girl.
Well, we're going to get on with me. I know that's right, dog. Whatever. We're going to get on with the older man and the younger woman. Okay, the reason why older men chase younger women have less to do with sex and everything to do with a profound desire to reassure others, to reassure themselves that they'll still get it. They still got it. It isn't just physical attractiveness. It is the whole masculine package of youth, vitality, and above all else, possibility. It's not that the women out their own age are less attractive. It's that they lack the culinary, the cultural-based power to reassure their fragile, aging egos that they are still hot and hip and filled with potential. Inspiring desire in women young enough to be their daughters become the most potent of all anti-aging remedies, particularly when they can show off their much younger dates to their peers. The famous little red sport card reveals only the size of their bank account. Attracting a girl barely out of her teens, or if they're in their 50s, barely out of her 20s, validates the enduring power of their youthful appeal. Older women are encouraged to fight what one called the slow slide into sexual invisibility, not only with cosmetics, but with the realistic acceptance of their own aging. For many women, what ages right along with them is the type of man to whom they're attracted. As Amy, 43, put it, I don't mind that most guys in their 20s or 30s don't flirt with me anymore. They aren't what I'm looking for anymore. Her sentiments jive with the OkCupid data that shows that most women over 35 want to date men who are their same age. Miss Kane, you 35?
I'll be 35.
All right, you heard that. All right. But that same data shows that men fight the same slow slide with frantic denial, a denial that manifests itself in a compulsive need to pursue women substantially younger than themselves, all the while pleading to be seen as typical for their age. We may all want to still be hot when we're on the high side of 40. The question is, to whom do we want to be sexually visible? For too many straight men, it seems the sexual validation of their female peers is less ego-soothing than that kind that they believe can only come from much younger women. Okay, older men that are attracted to younger women, and then something up here, it said it says the masculine package of youth, vitality, and above all else, possibility. That word in there, possibility, it's already saying that it's over, you know, because it's saying they're speaking of their vitality, and you know if they still have it, you know, can they still do it? And then you know, like I mentioned, the man that was 20 years older than me. The reason why I was with him was because I actually thought that he could, you know, that he was able to do something because he presented it like that. And then when I found out he couldn't, oh, my goodness, it was just so tragic. It was really tragic to me because, like I said, if a man cannot keep up with me, then, you know, there's no need in us being involved. Now, I've dated another guy. He was maybe like 2 years older than me. But, you know, he was good. But, you know, and then, you know, another guy, let me see, because I haven't really been with you know, a few guys were my same age. But, you know, as far as, like, real being with an older man, it's not for me. It is not for me. I'm sorry, but you know, I mean, I can be with a man if he was older and he still has stamina. You know, it wouldn't have been a problem. He could have been 100 and 50, 60, 70 or whatever. But like I said, if you don't have the stamina and you can't keep up with me, then there's nothing, you know, there for us. And I'm not a harsh person, and I'm not a hard person to get along with. And I will let you know this, because that's just how it should be. You know, I don't think that, you know, women should try to sugarcoat anything or, you know, try to, you know, make this person feel better, especially when they're not making you feel better. You have to let them know that, hey, this has to stop right here, because if you don't tell them, they're going to continue to try to be with somebody until somebody's going to end up hurting their feelings. So what do you girls have to say about that, you know, older men? And then there's no stigma as far as an older man being with a younger woman, as when they, you know, they get on an older woman when she's with a younger man, you know, she's the talk of the town, this and that. But when a young girl gets with the old man, it's all good. And I was watching this program last night called Trophy Wife, which really sugar babies, you know, they were all married to these older men, and some of them had children that was just as old as, because one of the man's wife, his son was older than her, and he could see, he said he thinks that she's just putting on with his dad, she's in it for the money, this and that, you know, which it may be true, because they definitely had bank, all of them, they was rich. I mean, they had money. And one of the girls was pregnant by her husband. He was like 40. I think he was like 41, and she was like 23 or something like that. But she was his fourth wife. So what does that tell you? You know, he's trying to find that youth. But, you know, obviously he still can, you know, satisfy her. He still got a little stamina because he did get her pregnant. But, you know, the point of the matter is how do you take an older man and make him better? Or can you do that? Or is it worth it? You know, so I'm throwing that question out there for you two ladies to answer it. I don't care who goes first, but what do you think of being in a relationship with an older man? Say maybe he's maybe about 10 years older than you. And, you know, you really feeling him, you really want to be with him, then you know, what is it that's going to keep him with you? Is it going to be the sex? Is it going to be his conversation? You know, what is it that's going to keep this older man to you? Hello?
I was waiting on something dinner to go.
I'll let Ms. King go, because she seems to always have something interesting to say, so I'm going to let her go.
Okay, Ms. Kane, you've been elected to go first.
Yes. No, just throw me up under the bus then. Oh, my God.
No, go on.
Mm-hmm. I go. Ain't no big deal. For me personally, I just can't date nobody that's just too much older than me. It's
well, okay, I'm just saying, if this was the right age older than you, and, you know, y'all getting along, but say like he... Because, you know, when men get in their 40s is when their health declines, they lose testosterone, they lose their hair, they go through midlife crisis, they go through all these things. And say this is somebody who is the right age, you know, older than, how old would you accept a guy that's older than you? What age?
He can't be no older than maybe 6 or 7. Anything
okay.
Past that's pushing it.
Okay. All right. Say you met a guy, he's 7 years older than you. So let's just say he's 46, 47, and you're digging on him, and, you know, what would make you stay in that relationship with him opposed to what would make you leave him?
First of all, there would have to be, he got to be attractive, because, I mean, I like my men to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have to be attractive. He would have to be successful. And then he would have to have good communication skills and basically all around just know how to treat me as the queen bitch of the universe that I am. But, you know.
All right.
At the end of the day.
Okay.
I mean, I would, go ahead.
No, go on. I'm listening to you. You say he had to treat you like the queen that you are. And, okay, so he has to communicate well. He has to treat you good now, and he has to look good. Okay, he has all that going for him. Now, suppose y'all together, baby, like 2 years, and the sex declines. Then what? Are you still going to be there for him? Or are you going to say it's over, or are you going to work on getting that sex back up to par? What are you going to do then?
No, because I was with somebody for a while, for some years, and the sex had declined for me.
Was this an older person?
No. Well, yeah. Well,
we're talking about older person.
He was older than me, you know what I'm saying, by maybe 3 years, but it's just the point. I mean, it's not the fact that it's just that he's older. If the sex declined, but I love you, I'm going to try to stick it out with you. I'm going to try to do that because as you get into a relationship and you start, regardless of the age, and I just say that real quick, don't want to sound contradicting, but things starts to change over the years. That's why I always preach to women about, you know, being spicy in a relationship. If he want to do some pornographic shit, be willing to do some pornographic shit. If he want to go fuck on the fucking rooftop, say, let's go, bitch, I got the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it spicy. And if I feel as if the sex has declined with him, I'm going to try to let him know this is how I'm feeling. And he needs to be trying to work on it. Or, you know what I'm saying, after I done gave him so long to work on it or whatever, and it just seems like it's not going no damn well, I probably would try to stick it out with him depending on how much I love him, because I can fuck myself.
Oh, okay.
And getting out here trying to get into new relationships and stuff is too much. It's too much. Sometimes it's best to stay with who you with.
Stay with the one you with till you get the one. Stay the one you got till you get the one you want, huh? I'm gonna bring in Rhea. Good evening, Rhea.
Oh, she been missing.
Somebody said she been missing.
I was at the Bulls game.
Yes, she went to a game. But what
I was
what
in
did you
row
hear?
9. I saw the whole flow, y'all. I ain't never been in a game like that. Now, go ahead.
Did you hear any of the conversations that we were having?
Yes, I've actually been on since about 10:15.
Okay. So I'm trying to get...
Go back and recap real, because I think I made Danny mad, which, you know, I'm brutally fucking honest with what I say. I mean, there's no disrespect. But I want to hear what you say. We going back to what Mom Deuce was just talking about. She talking about older men and younger women now. But would you date a dude that's much younger than you?
Hell no, not me.
Right, but we're not
man.
On that subject no more. We're on the subject now of older men dating younger women. But what I was asking, the question that I threw out there was, if you was dating a man who was older than you, and Rhea, you know how men decline when they get in their 40s. They start losing their hair, their testosterone, their health starts to decline and all this kind of stuff. If you got involved with a man, say, like, I don't know your age limit for an older man, but let's just say this man.
Next month.
Okay, so what is the oldest age of a man that you would date? How many years would you go?
Shit, I'm 50 next month, so I ain't looking at. He has to be in his 50s.
In his 50s, okay. Say like
a man. I'm not looking much further than that, because I mean no.
Right. Okay. Somebody say he's like 55. Would you date a man 55?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Now let's just say you get into a relationship with this man. He's 55. And, you know, everything's going good. He looks good to you, treats you good, like the queen bee, you know, takes you out, do this, that, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden his health starts declining. And, you know, the sex was good. Then all of a sudden the sex is not good. What would make you stay? And if you left, why would you leave?
Okay, first of all, number one, I didn't get with him because of the sex.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more than sex to entice me in the first place.
Because
at some point, you got to be you have to be outside of the bed and at least be able to hold a damn conversation.
Right, that's true.
So it's more to life than sex, okay? Because we all know, we all can bust our own nut. And so that's you know, there. Mm-hmm. But not saying that the sex is not important.
Right.
But it takes more than that. So would I work with him? Most definitely. Would I do whatever needed to try to aid our situation in improving? Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, I've had a conversation recently with someone, and I made the statement that people need to grow together. When those changes occur, then they need to be able to handle those changes and work around them. I said, it's up to that partner to be able to work with that other partner to get them both to a happy medium. Now, if either partner is not willing to work in that direction, then you got a serious problem and you got some decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as that partner is willing to work in that direction to improve your love life and this, that, and the other, it's, at some point you have to find a happy medium. Because almost always there's going to be one of those partners who want it more often, who want it more freakier, who want it rougher, who want it this, that, and the other than the other one. You have to find that happy medium, and that's that whole part of it. So, yeah, you work with them, and you know, do what you have to do in order to get it back to that point or to a point that is acceptable. The question came up, suppose your mate got hurt and became a paraplegic, would you leave him? No, my answer is no. If I love my mate, I'm with my mate for life.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to present that question to Danny. We do have a caller with their hand up, but Danny, you answer the question.
You can get to that caller. I'm just listening. You can get to that caller. You can get to that caller.
Okay, hold on. But you ain't getting away with it, Danny. You're going to answer the question. Okay. Caller 843-276, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am here. How y'all doing today?
We're okay.
All right. Yo, Smitty, call from Phoenix. I'm from Alabama, but hey, I live in Phoenix. All right. I don't date men, so I can't answer the older man part. I'm sorry.
You
know. You
date women.
Yes, I had to make sure that's straight for you. You know, I know I'm in a shark pit right now, all these ladies here, you know. But, all right. You know, I'm only 34, and I dated older women. It's hard. You may see, I see a woman, like, say, I can see a woman at 35, she may say I'm too young for, you know. The thing is, I believe, like, a lot of women that I've noticed, I'm just speaking from my experience in a peanut gallery, you know. I'm not saying I can put myself in one show. I'm just going by my observations. I believe a lot of women, in my opinion, are afraid of what someone may say. Let's say she's 32 and she's out with a 28-year-old. And I believe a lot of people, may get those comments from bitches they ain't had a man since Michael Jackson Off the Wall album. You know? And I believe a lot of people worry about what people say. But the lady who was speaking last, she brought up some great points about the sex. Sex is great. But one day, you're going to have to do more than just sex. I remember my late auntie. She passed like last year. But for like over 10 years, she had Parkinson's disease. She was bedridden. Obviously, they ain't do it. But her husband never left her.
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be about, first and foremost. Because the sex is going to be there. Cause, you know, you could be 22. You can have an illness, take your medicine, and take away your libido. Is your partner still going to be there? Because let's be honest, sometimes you may not know these things unless a moment of crisis hits. And my other point is real quick, y'all hear some good stuff. The average, there's no statistical proof, but, you know, in our opinions, most of the time the man is like 7 to 10 years older than his wife. And, you know, main reason is because, you know, men usually more established, the older they get, they may get a woman a couple years younger. You know, like say me at 34, I don't have children. Now, if I wanted children, which I do not want children, but if I did, I'm not going to look for a 45-year-old or a 40-year-old because,
You ever dated a younger woman?
Yeah. That's who I usually end up dating, you know, like 24, 25, 26, like 24, 25, 26, like that. Like as of right now, at this age of my life, yeah, at 34, usually about 8 to 10 years younger. It's just who I meet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and like, and some good thing, those women are actually mature women, good women, got their stuff going for themselves, you know, because I met some 40-year-old children who want to be like Nicki Minaj, you
yeah.
know. Yeah. So it's all about who you are. It's all about having honest dialogue. I'm talking about honest, meaning that you may get answers you may not want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And not being afraid of that person walking away. Because the thing is, you're not going to know a person unless you open your mouth and ask those questions.
That's true.
And that not being afraid to ask anything, because I tell women all the time, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you ask me, do I think the sky is sky blue or turquoise? I don't care. Just
mm-hmm.
ask me.
Right.
Because that's the only way you don't get to know me. And I just
exactly.
feel like that. I just feel like that. People, I don't care how old people are. I feel like if you find somebody that makes your bacon sizzle, go for it. To hell what people say, because they ain't happy. They ain't had a man since Michael Jackson was black. You know, you know, had brown skin. So my thing is, so you got to do what's best for you, what makes you happy. Now, I'm not going to date a 60-year-old woman, but at the same time also, like those men with money, that's stupid anyway. Why the hell you getting married? Let's be honest, most women want a man who got something going for themselves. I have yet to meet a woman who desired a broke man, you know. So I say is that those men are stupid spending their money. I can't. My mom's 56. I can't date someone older than my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a couple years older than me is cool. A couple years younger than me is cool. But it's all about who that woman is,
mm-hmm.
Who he she is as a person, what she brings to the table. Because I met some 25-year-old women who put some 40-year-olds to shame, maturity-wise, heart, all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take over the rest of y'all's show. I'm sorry.
No, but, you know,
you
did speak of some very important points that you brought up, you know, as far as, like, the you know, the age really doesn't matter when it comes to the heart. But, you know, people... You know, like you said, people will be staring at them or looking at them or making fun of them and talking about them. A lot of people shy away from relationships because they are afraid of what society is going to say. You know, what are people going to say? But there is a maturity level there as well, because I would, you know, like I would never mess with somebody who, they would have to be like in their 40s at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, so that's, my show just went off. That, that's just that.
Well, I know I've never been attracted to men that were younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And when I say younger than me, when you talking anywhere from 3 to 5 years, to me that those ages don't matter. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it actually does depend on the person. Now, most people say I don't look my age.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, which actually I had to stop myself from laughing at it at one point because I thought it was a damn joke,
mm-hmm.
Guys between the age of 27 and 37 kept stepping to me. And this one guy, I did laugh in his face. I mean, it's like, come on now, you need to be real. Okay, my oldest child is 32 years old. Almost 32 years old. And my youngest is almost 23. I can never see myself with someone the age of my children. Now, this is what I'm saying to you out of my mouth. However, if I met a man that had the maturity and I found myself attracted to, who knows? But I can honestly sit here and tell you I have never found myself attracted to a man that was substantially younger than me.
Too much for gap.
And I just got ridiculed. I want mom dudes because they believe in fucking with niggas 10 to 20 years.
But see, when
I
you get
I was the only one.
Age,
I just don't think that shit was,
don't
I don't
really
think
make a difference to me. When you talk about a 50-year-old with a 45, those years don't make a difference to me. But when you start going into certain brackets, but it really is
mm-hmm.
all depends on the maturity, I guess, when you really
generational
look
gap.
At it. Yeah, I haven't. I mean, you have to be able to have a conversation with them. Let me tell you, the funniest thing I'm talking to people, and you can see I'm dating myself, because especially when it comes to music and things like that. When I talk to somebody and they think that, what's the guy that had the gray hair? Lord, I can't think.
What did he do?
He remade, I'm looking at his face. He remade the Dale song, Love to Stay on My Mind. When they think that that's the original of that song, I have an issue with that. When they sit up and tell me, oh, that's Mary J.'s last song. No, sweetie, that's Chaka Khan's song. I have an issue with that. I mean, I can't have a conversation with them. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now you have some 35-year-olds out here that probably soul is as old as mine is, if not older. And so it's different. I have to be able to talk to you. I have to be able to relate to you. And I've never met one, like I said, that was substantially younger than me that I could, as of yet.
Mom Dudes, I want you to say all that shit that you just said to me earlier to Rhea about, oh, what if he was mature? And what if he was this? And what if he was that? Oh, see, that real. That got quiet over
no,
here.
But see, these are
just
their opinions. Just like you have your opinion about it, she has her opinion. You know, these are people's opinions, so it really doesn't make any difference, you know, what I throw out there to her, because she's already said what her opinion is about that. You see what I'm saying?
No,
so,
I'm just saying, the way that y'all was trying to come off at me, like I'm just saying, though.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't like that.
I feel like ruffled some feathers, which I'm brutally fucking honest. If your ass is sensitive, you ain't going to be able to handle it, plain and simple. That's just what it is. I'm cut up like that. But at the end of the day, like I said, if a woman is 31 years old and she trying to date a nigga that's 21, something is mentally wrong with her ass. And I guess that just didn't sit too well.
Excuse me. You know what, though?
Well,
am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Oh, yeah. You know, I remember when I was in high school. I'd be 16. You know, I'm trying to talk to the girl when I was 16. She didn't want me, so all those 16-year-old girls had to watch Cinemax on the weekend with a free weekend. Yeah, that's old. But the thing was, but you see these 24, 25-year-old guys riding around high schools. Now, I thought that was odd. Now, I was like, oh, my God. And, you know. Like, now they say the girl 25, you're 35, if you want, then they all grown. But a lot of these guys are older, will even go to these high school underage girls, and I don't really oppose to that. And I saw, that's who a lot was dating, because a lot of them like the older guy. Because, you know, he had a little bit more. He probably had a car, had his own place, well, probably his mama's place. But, you know, stuff like that, that a young guy may not be able to provide at the time. And that's just sort of thing, because, you know, women like established men. In general. And usually an older man is going to, let's say a girl's 23, a guy's 30 may be more along in his career. Especially that woman's looking for marriage. She's probably, that 30-year-old guy may be more established in career, got stuff going on, more than an average 23-year-old guy. You know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, different strokes for different folks, because, like I said, I would never, you know, I was, I had also spoken of the school teacher who had got pregnant by one of her students. I think he was like 15 at the time.
Oh, my God.
And she had went, you may have read about her, saw on the news. She went to jail for 7 years. She was pregnant, and when she got out, they got married, and they had another child, and I think they're still together to this day. I don't know. But when I walk through a junior high school or a high school hallway, I haven't seen a guy yet that I was attracted to. I just don't understand that. Now, that's crazy. That is definitely crazy, but
Mary
Naterno
was her name.
What was her name?
Mary Naterno.
Right. It sure wasn't. And I think her and that guy, because they got out, she did her time. He kept the baby the whole time she was locked up. Got out, got married, and got pregnant again. So, you know, like I said, I think they are still together. I don't know. But, you know, she had plucked him from the tree. And, you know, but just different strokes for different folks, you know, because what you eat ain't going to make me fat. That's how I look at that. And, you know, just trying to find out what, you know, these older men really, you know, are into these younger women.
Sure.
You know, what purpose are they serving in their life? I'm talking about some, like the show I watched last night, some of them women were young enough to be their, you know, like their child or their granddaughters. You know,
I know
and
we had a,
go on.
Wait, I'm sorry. We had a conversation in the group that I'm in, mm-hmm. and they actually ran the guy out the conversation on a rail. This guy was 37 years old. He had a 18-year-old daughter. The best friend of that daughter has been the best friend of that daughter since she was like 2 years old. They have grown up together. They spend each other, you know, nights at each other's house, just like, you know, sisters. They like grew up together,
right
next door to each other, and this, that, and the other. Well, when she turned 18, he said he didn't see nothing wrong with looking at her. And I told him, I said, you're a damn pedophile.
Wow. Now that,
you
that,
now
that
girl
yeah,
grow
that,
up as part of your family. Why are you looking at her? He said, ain't nothing wrong with a 37-year-old and an 18-year-old. And I told him, I said, you're a damn lad is. And if it was my daughter, I would shoot you in your ass, and I meant it.
In that situation, it is. In that situation, they were so close. It was kind of like watching his kid grow up. It'd be one thing you saw on the street, but that was his daughter's friend forever.
Exactly.
That's sick.
He didn't understand why his daughter was upset when she found out that her father had taken this girl away and had a conversation with her, or whatever the case may be. And whatever the conversation was, it must have made the girl uncomfortable because it kind of put a block between her and her friend. And she's upset with her father, and he doesn't understand why. And I'm like, excuse me? What?
Well, see, that goes to show men's thinking is sort of like a little bit off because he knew that he was, you know, too old for that girl. But, you know, and then perversion is such a thin line. There's such a thin line between perversion and you know, just being a person with morals and scruples, because a man would have seen that this is a child.
Exactly.
Nope, and those boundaries they would not cross. You know, a lot of these men getting with these young girls, 15 and 16 years old, and then they'd say, well, she said she was 18. You can almost, well, I don't know about men, but sometimes you can look at these young girls and tell by their body frame, the way they talk, the way they walk, you can almost tell that they're not the ages that they're saying that they are. Even though
you
they
usually
have the
can
development.
Almost always tell by the conversation,
mm-hmm.
even if you can't tell by the way they look. And
right.
I will agree to this. Like this one man said, all the pesticides and stuff they're putting in the food, these girls got more TNA than they ever had. You're absolutely correct.
They're maturing quicker. They're maturing quicker.
Yeah. When they open their mouth, you can tell.
And you know one thing, though, and those young girls are getting in the 21 and up clubs, too. They walk right on in. And
they use those fake IDs, but they know the difference. They're just letting them in because of the money that they're making in those clubs. They've had these girls 15 and 16 years old stripping in these clubs, and they swear they didn't know. They said they was 18. But, you know, if you sit down and have a conversation with them, you can tell whether they're 18 or just how mature they are. Just ask them a few questions, you know. But my thing is, when these old men get with these young girls, it just seems like it's some type of perversion going on there. Yeah. Now she was maybe like 30, and he was maybe like 40. You know, something like that. I could see that. But
even if he was in his 50s, they're first of all, not majority of the time, women who are going in that direction are more stable and more established earlier than men are.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if he's in his 50s, I don't see anything wrong with a 50-year-old, with a 30-year-old. And this, that,
yeah.
But you get to talking 60 and 70, oh, hell no. You can't tell me ain't nothing but about money. Now, true enough, as far as bigger and being, you know, able to do whatever, that doesn't have an age associated with it. That is based on the person, and that can vary from, you know, ages on. The funniest thing happened, I was on the bus, and there was two guys standing over me. It was crowded, and they were talking, and it was a Friday night. They were on the way out. the guy that was dressed the way I knew guys dressed when they went out, I know he had to be kicking the hell out of 70.
Mm.
And he said, "I got my blue pill in my pocket. I'm going to fix me a good young, you know." And,
wow.
And the other one said, "Yeah, I'm going to snatch me up one tonight, too, and this, that, and the other."
Mm.
He said, "I don't want to take her home, and I don't want to pay for no hotel." I'm listening to their conversation.
Mm.
And I had to say, I'm like, wow. Just to hear the thing that they were saying and the way that they were talking. You would never have thought you were talking to men the ages that these men were. Now, the other man probably was in his 40s. Could have easily been in his 30s, and he looked older. But the other one had to definitely be in his 60s. And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying to myself, if one go with you, what you think she going with you for?
Yeah, he must have been talking about he going to pick up a prostitute.
Personally, I can't see how it could be just for the sex, because they probably don't think you're going to get it up. So they think they're going to get it easy. I mean, I don't understand that mentality and that way of thinking. And like women in my age group, we just shit out of luck, just point blank, because the men in our age group are looking at 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to go back and date younger, you know, which half of them that actually are coming to you like that, hell, they looking for somebody to take care of them. They looking for a sugar mama.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So it's like, what do they leave us with? Dating each other?
Because
I like
know that's right,
but park.
But you know, it's just a thing. And then there's really nothing said about men who deal with younger women. You know, it's always getting on the women who dealing with younger men. When if that's the case, it should be across the board. You know, because if an old man can date a younger woman, what's wrong with an older woman dating a younger man? And now I'm not talking about no dating, no, to the point where there's pedophilia involved in it. You know, I'm talking about somebody who's mature and of that age range that they're looking for. Because if you're 50 and you want to be with somebody 10 years younger than you, that's 40. So I really don't see anything wrong with that. But if you're 50 and you want to be with somebody 18, 19, you know, I'm calling the police on you. Because there, you know, like I said, is that line there of pedophilia. And, you know, some men have some very perverted minds, very perverted. And I was watching ID last night, and this man, he picked up a friend of his daughter's. And somehow this girl, she was a runaway and all so crazy stuff. So she ended up hooking up with the girl's father. The father put the girl out because him and the girl got into an argument. His wife left. And he used that girl to recruit other young girls so they could sex them, torture them, and kill them.
Ugh.
You know, and that's crazy. So you have to also be very careful when you do get involved with somebody who, I mean, you know, sometimes you just have to do background checks on people. You know, then sometimes you just have to be by yourself, get a couple of dolls like Miss Kane said, or, you know, just go on and satisfy and please yourself. But, you know, you just have to be very careful either way you go with a man that's older or a woman that's older, you know, younger men. You know, you have to know their motives. You know, sometimes they're not working, living in their mama's basement, so they see you coming along. You're the best thing to them. You take them in, clothe them, feed them, and bring them up, you know. The next thing you know, they're going with your daughter. So you have to be, you know, very careful in your choosing if you choose to get in relationships with older men or younger men, older women, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. So, Danny, it's your turn to answer the question, darling.
What do you want me to answer now? What do you want
okay,
me to say?
Okay, well, I'm just saying if an older man, if you're with an older man, and, you know, everything's going good, then all of a sudden it's something that he's not doing anymore. Say he becomes unattractive to you or whatever. What would make you stay with him? And if you left, why would you leave?
I would leave because I'm a nympho, so I would probably leave because of sex, because I'm a nympho. to be honest, because I would cheat. So I don't want to hurt him. So, I mean, why even play these games and going to keep him if you're going to cheat on him? Unless he's okay with it, then they shoot, you know. You got some older men that's with it. But that would be my reason. And then, again, like Rhea said, you want somebody to grow old. So you can't really grow old with somebody way older than you. He already there. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even got to my peak yet, because I, to my understanding, they told me I'm still not in my peak. I thought I was there, but
you're in your 40s, you reach your peak, darling.
Yes, I'm nowhere near there yet. So, I would definitely, that would be my reason for leaving. If I didn't want to say that would be my reason for leaving, because that would definitely be my reason.
So, in other words, he would have to be a man who would have to keep up with you.
Yes. I will most likely say that. Yes.
So that's what would keep you to stay if he kept up with you sexually and everything else was good.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
That would be your reason for staying if he could keep up with you sexually and everything else was good in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to close out that bit of the topic, and we still have this other topic: what to do on a first date. Does anybody have any idea what they would do on their first date?
They could pay her way.
So that's what you, how you would try it on a first date. No, are you serious? Because these are things that, okay, so you would make her pay her way on the first date. So this date be, how would you come about with this date? Would you call her up and invite her out and tell her we're going Dutch? Or you would call her up and say, we're going out, and then when you get out, you decide that you want to go Dutch.
Well, this is how I am. I'm kind of a prick when it comes to dating, like when it comes to my money. It's like if I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to pay what I see fit. And if she has a problem where I spend my money, she can either keep a trap shut, date somebody else, or pay herself. You know, because I feel like that, hey, if you know, but at the same time, this is where this communication come in at. I have dated plenty of women who don't mind paying.
Hello?
Can you hear me back? Call drop.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
Call me to drop.
Oh, okay. Well,
just call
if you're still there, huh?
Just call me to drop.
Her as a boo.
Oh, if you're there, you can call back. But if does anybody else have any suggestions, what do you do on a first date?
I don't know. I think if somebody asks, I think they should pay. Whoever asks should pay. I think that should be the rule. And, I mean, it's vice versa to me. Like, there's moments where I'd be like, look, babe, let's go out, you know, go to the movies or whatever, and I treat or whatever. I think it's whoever asks. I don't know if that's the correct way. You know, I don't know. I could be stand for correction. But for me, I think that is, whoever asks, I think, should pay. I mean, I would think that would be the fair way because you did ask me or I asked you. So,
right. Well, I can agree with that as well, because if someone called me up and invited me to go out to dinner, I'm going to assume that they are paying for it because I'm sitting home minding my business. And you calling and inviting me out, so therefore I'm just going to take my pocketbook and take, you know, a little spending change or whatever if I want to get an extra drink or something like that. But when someone calls and usually invite me out, and sometimes, you know, especially if any of my girlfriends, they call and invite me out, I've gotten to the point now that I will say, well, who are you paying or whatever, because when I was one of my girlfriends and we get out, you know, she asked me to go out, and we get out and we eat, and then all of a sudden she cracks, you got your money for your food? I said, didn't you invite me out? Yeah, but I wasn't paying. Oh, no. You know what? So she hasn't asked me out lately because I guess she got the point. But, you know, when you invite somebody out, then I think that you should be the one to pay. Not unless you say, I call you up and say, well, Miss Kane and Danny and Rhea, I want to, y'all, let's all get together and go out and have lunch. And I'll say, but we're going Dutch. You're going to pay for you. Everybody's going to pay their own fare. If I call you up and say, look, I want y'all to get y'all's clothes on, we're going to go out and eat, then it's obvious that I'm going to pay for it. And I think when you know, it seemed like the guy, why he said he's kind of tight with his money.
That's why he's single.
Right. So therefore, I can't imagine going out on a date with him because he said the very first date I'm going to pay. I mean, you're going to have to give me a little bit of an impression of yourself, you know, to do something, give me some type of incentive to either want to talk to you after this date. You see what I'm saying? Because if you take me out and then all of a sudden when the check comes and you be saying, you got your half? Yeah, I had my half, and that's all you're going to see is half of me because I'm leaving. That's it. You know.
Well, I don't do dates with women. I mean, if we go
no,
out.
No. I know that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I don't
right,
consider that no date. I just think that's a girl's get together or something. But if I go
okay.
If I go out with a dude, he paying. I see something that was on TV last night tickled the shit out of me. And I don't know if you ladies have ever been in this type of situation, but I've had dudes to take me out, and I'm you finna pay. You don't know. I like to eat. Yes, I do. And like to eat the finer shit. So at the end of the day, you better have your checkbook or a credit card with some money on it. I'm telling you now, or a pocket full of money, because I'm finna run a bill up, sure live. One dude took me out one time. It tickled me so bad. I cried on the inside. I don't know how I kept from choking on my food. Okay, I ordered like some steak and shrimp. It was like a meal together at Fridays. Mm-hmm. I love Fridays. That's my restaurant right there.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even afford to pay for himself something to eat. I just tickled me so bad. Because I got that meal. I got some dessert. I had an appetizer before they brought the meal. Then I decided I want to drink now. So, hey, bring me a couple of margaritas over here. And if you had Fridays, oh, they were costly. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not the most upscale restaurant that I've been to, because I've been to some real extravagant restaurants. But,
right.
I mean, you know, an $80, $90 meal, that's kind of cheap for me. I mean, if you know, I was one person. But he couldn't afford to buy himself something to eat. And his excuse was, I said, you're not going to get you nothing. He said, I already ate earlier. You're lying.
Wow. Oh, I already ate earlier trick.
Yeah, you're a broke nigga. Yeah, that's what it is.
And then I really don't think, there's a lot of things you can do that really would not even cost a guy if you plan. You know, because you could call somebody up. Say it's a nice summer day. You could pack a lunch and go to the park and sit in the park or sit on the grass or the park a bench and, you know, eat lunch like that, or go to a museum, or, you know, do something that if you know that you're on a budget, he's on a budget, you can always find something to do that's free. You know, but if you want to go out to dinner, you know, and he ain't got the money, he need to tell you. Don't go in that restaurant and buy up everything and then tell you sitting over there looking at me eat because that's all you can afford. You know, but I think that on a first date, and I think that it should be a collaboration on that, because suppose you don't want to go out to dinner. You might want to go somewhere else. So maybe if a guy calls you and say, what do you want to do this evening? That sounds good, as opposed to him calling and saying, well, come on, we're going to go and eat at Copeland's and we're going to go this place and that. And you're not feeling Copeland's that evening. So the first thing, I think there should be some collaboration there, saying, you know, where do you want to go? You know, what do you want to do? You know, and he should have his wallet packed, or you should have your wallet packed, however y'all carry it. But it's nothing wrong with, you know, a woman paying for a date, you know, because I really don't see anything wrong with it. I've done it before. And, you know, the return, you always get a return when you do something. If a man sees that you have the initiative to do something for yourself, he's definitely going to look out for you. And I don't have a problem with doing that because, number one, I like to eat too. And I like to go to places where I want to go. If he's telling me we're going to Red Lobster, and I want to go to Copeland's or Friday's or Chris Paul or somewhere like that, then, you know, that's where we're going to go. Somebody else got the – is that the guy? Oh, this is this guy. Let me bring him back in. 843-276.
Yeah, it's me, Smith again. Sorry about that.
You were speaking of, you know, taking your date out and having her pay on the first date. Do you actually think that that's wise? Because if this is a young lady that you're interested in, and you're calling her up and you're asking her to go out to dinner, and then you get out to dinner and you expect her to pay for her food, then, you know, it's obvious that you're not that interested in her. Is that what you're saying in short?
Nah. All right, first, I don't feed women on the first date. We're going out for a drink at happy hour because I don't know her like that to be feeding her, you know, spending all that extra money. But the thing is that this is where the communication comes in at.
Right.
Where you know what that woman's about. Is I've met plenty of women who say they willing to go half. And, like, and my reason for this is to create those expectations. None at all. You're not going to be thinking on trying anything in the night. Can't you meet? It's all about getting to know me. And I feel like I am interested in you.
Well,
but
you know, a woman can have that same thing on her mind, just going out to get to know you.
Y'all shouldn't meet up, don't know what, do nothing. That is what the phone is for. I wish a dude would try to say, oh, you got to pay for your own meal. Well, I'm going to see you later. And leave me here. I'm going to finish my meal and talk to some other dudes to see if it might be willing to pay for this meal. But I'm just saying.
and see, the thing is, I'm cool with that. See, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm cool with that because if she doesn't like it, hey, there are plenty more who would do that, you know. And I just feel like that I can't get to know someone feeding her face full of cheddar biscuits, you know. And,
over a drink, though, but you can't get to know me over some biscuits.
Hey, I feel like
over some drinks, though. I'm a little confused about
that. Oh, ain't no drinks.
You get to know me about drinks because eventually, after a while, I'm going to get a little toxic and a little tipsy, and I'm just going to, you know, like, I'm not understanding. So you don't want to get to know me while we both sober, drinking water and soda over some food where we both sober.
Yeah,
you don't have to get drunk. But see, my thing is that I look at it like this. I don't need to go ahead and sell a kidney to pay for dinner just to impress a woman. I just feel like that, hey, if I don't get to know you, I want to get to know you. Because I prefer activity dates, honestly, more than just sitting down at somewhere eating. That's
right.
What I prefer. But my
thing
is,
what type of activity dates do you participate in? What are your activities?
Like Phoenix has everything. It's like I went, you know, they got stuff you do kind of paint and stuff. I went paintballing with a chick I dated one time. I went we had a go-kart race. It's some of everything. They got like a little rafting out here. We've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. But see, the thing is that, one, I know this woman has options already dating me. I already know she probably dating somebody, screwing somebody else anyway. You know, she just met me. So she's still on the market.
Well, how do you know that? It seems that it seems that when the women that you're picking are women that are already with somebody, or you just have negative thoughts about these women, they may not be with anybody else or have another boyfriend.
Well, nobody's going to tell me that.
Where
do you
get these women from?
Church.
Church?
I don't go to church. But the thing is that, it's not even that. It's that the thing
you must be meeting them girls on the internet because you ain't telling the truth about something.
My name ain't Manti Te'o. You can meet anyone anywhere, and if they're about BS, I just cut them off. I don't care where you meet them at. See, a lot of people try to stay and make it work. Now, have I met women that I paid for dinner? Yeah, I paid, but it's gonna be what I see fit because it's my money. And that's the thing I look at it.
So let me ask
but,
you, is it more about the money or is it more about the woman or both?
Both because the thing is, let's be honest here. If a woman interested in me, I don't need to buy lobster in that steak in a bottle of Dom Perignon for her to like me. But see, a lot of dudes mess up that way because the thing, to be honest, which that doesn't make a woman like you. She gonna like you regardless, before that or not, because I feel like if she even going on a date,
she ain't gonna like you. You asked her out and you ain't gonna pay for it. She ain't gonna like you. If you asked her out and you called her and you talking about you ain't gonna pay for dinner, like I don't know, like this is weird. Why ask?
Because what happens is I tell you how I do it. I talk to women and I ask them their views on money, all that type of stuff like that. I ask them that, you know, and they expect the man to pay for everything. Hey, that's her business.
If I don't like it, I just talk to somebody else. You know, that's just how it is.
So
you
your
know,
type of woman is, so the type of woman that you deal with is women who don't, who are not expecting anything out of you financially until
well,
you feel that they earned it?
Well, the thing is that I don't care what you expect. It's about what I'm going to give her because, you know, that's why I never complain about gold diggers because, hey, you can't, a woman, she can't gold dig unless you give her gold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I never complain because I hope, I have no beef with a woman wanting a man, you know, could take care of them, who do stuff like that. I'm actually cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is that she has to earn that first because she has to show it to me that she's worthy of that.
Right.
You know, it takes more to have a vagina and a nice hips for me to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a lot of dudes mess up when they try to buy these women like that. And it doesn't. And then they want to get butthurt about it. No, she didn't even know you like that. So why are you dropping all that paper? I want her to know me first. I'm not rich. I'm not. But at
so
the same time as that.
Phone, though. Like, can't you get to know her over the phone, or that's not good enough? You have to. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah,
you're
I understand. Fair question. It's fair. It's fair. I understand. And mind you, you know, I know like some of you ladies like, you know, 40s, one lady says she's 50. You know, and that's a whole different type of dating too. Like y'all, some of you, I'm not trying to call y'all old. I'm just saying, y'all know what I'm getting at. It's like it's still a different style of dating back then. You know, like my
mm-hmm.
my parents were. It was different. You know, that was
yeah,
courting then.
Everything's different.
It ain't no courting now. You know, it's and it's like to me it's different. And like to me, people make it out to be war. they make it harder than what it should be. I don't mind paying for a date with a woman. Of course, I've done the majority of my life. I just like women who reciprocate, you know, who offer every now and then. I dated one chick, went to the comedy show. I bought the tickets already. She paid for the food and the drinks. We dated for a while. She didn't pay for every time out. She only paid like stuff like twice. I like lots of times it went out. It was just a gesture. A lot
mm-hmm.
of these dudes never had a woman buy them a ham sandwich or a steak biscuit from Hardee's, much
mm-hmm.
less a date. You know, and that's my big thing in reciprocation is that, hey, we're in a rough economy here. Let's be honest here. And
mm-hmm.
if I got to pay for everything and you only offer, that's a
No. See, once you get into that relationship,
mm-hmm.
it's I'm going to speak for myself because I can't speak for every woman. But as far as myself is concerned, I don't mind going out with my significant other and paying for food. I don't mind sending my significant other flowers and candy and cards and all that kind of stuff because I know he reciprocates. But if you get with somebody and they can't see this from the door, so like if you call somebody, if you're taking them out, you ask them to go out and you get out and then you ask them to pay for it, then this is going to stick on their mind, well, I really don't know if this is the person that I want to be with because I don't know if the next time we go out, does he want me to pay for it? When is he going to pay for it? You know, and like you said, there should be some communication. You call somebody up and say, let's go out to dinner, and you also let them know, but we're going Dutch. You're going to pay for you, and I'm going to pay for me. That's all well and good, but don't take somebody out, and then you taking them out so they can get to know you. And but you want them to pay for their food without telling them that from the door. That's not right.
Women know what's up with me. They are, hey, I've been called some cheap SOBs, but they can't call me a broke SOB. that's a difference. But you know, and like, that's one.
Are you
example.
Single now? Are you
oh,
single?
Hell yeah.
Are you single?
I have no desire to get married. I have no desire to want to live in my house. None of that stuff. I'm good. I am not looking for anything serious.
I'm just curious. So what is
now,
it?
I'm not looking
for
anything serious. I'm just being honest. I'm not looking for anything serious.
Can I ask you your age? How old are you?
I'm 34. I have no desire to be serious to anybody.
Have you ever been serious
right
with
now?
Anybody?
I ain't been serious with one for 10 years since I joined the military.
Oh, okay. So you're still in the military?
That's why
yeah,
he likes
it. No, it's not even that. And plus, another reason I wasn't really trying to be serious with someone, because I had a girl before I went to my first base. And I thought, okay, marry her, whatever. Then I went to a hotel room. Now, this is what happened. I went to the hotel room, and I wrote down a list of everything that in life, because I really handled this girl. And I dumped her. Because I told her that, hey, I was 23 at the time. She was like 20. I said, hey, I can't have you. I was going to Guam. I said, hey, I can't pull you away from here, from Alabama, go when you're at school, for me to go to Guam. I'm not ready to marry you. I'm not going to be a good boyfriend. I could be a good husband. I don't make enough money. I said, I can't do that. You know, I don't want to be the guy. I'd rather hurt you this way than just pulling you over there and being a piece of shit. I told her that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she like, oh, you want to fuck those women? I said, partly, yeah. But I didn't want you to, but I said, I was honest. But I said, I didn't want you to be sitting here ruining your life. But see, the thing is, though, I didn't want to ruin her life by having her drop out of school to go to an island where we're 16 hours ahead from, mess her
so
life.
So basically, that was just it was no love in that relationship.
Oh, it was love, but I was practical as well because I'm like this. I can't support nobody at $500 every 2 weeks.
But you
myself.
Also told her that you was going to be with other women when you got over there.
Yes. And she the one that said
how
that, and
you...
I was like, I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm not going to lie to you, but get this, though. A couple years ago, she found me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, cause she cussed me out of everything when I dumped her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant by some deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, then that was she realized that what I did may not have been the most gentle way, but she realized I kind of looked out for her. And she ended up getting married and stuff like that, but, you know. But a lot of dudes will still take her, have her drop out, do that stuff for their own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather be pissed off at me for telling the truth than be pissed off for lying and ruining your life. Because she was able to finish school. She was in school on time, got a good career. Now she's married and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're happily ever after.
You got damn
by
right.
By yourself. Well,
not,
I mean, but you know,
I'm
if,
not
if
eating
that's,
chicken
if,
cheese.
No, if yeah. that's what you, if that's what you, if that's what you, you know, if that's what you want, that's what you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the topic was what to do on a first date, and my thing is if, you know, a guy calls me and invite me out to dinner, I am going to assume that he's going to pay for it. Now, if he gets me out there and talk otherwise, then that's going to be the last time I'm going to see him. Because, number one, he needs to tell me up front. And I don't have a problem.
He
if he tell me we're going Dutch, I don't have a problem with that. And don't get me out to dinner and tell me you can only eat this because I went out on a date with a guy once.
Ooh,
and he told me, well, you can only eat this because I ain't got but this amount of money. Well, then why are you taking me out to dinner?
Thank
we could have went to the park or something, you know. Don't try to play things with my mind, you know. And I knew what he was about because after we left dinner, he, you know, I had invited him back to my apartment. Yes, I did. And when I got tired, I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to bed. He told me, are you going by yourself? Yes. Then he got mad because I did give him a kiss. I don't know why, but he got mad because he couldn't go to bed with me, and he went and told everybody that I was a big tease, and he took me out to dinner, and he didn't get anything. I mean, that's when Sizzlers was around. I think it used to be something like 9-something for the buffet or whatever. But, you know, he didn't even have enough money to give me what I wanted to eat when I went, because I couldn't eat from the buffet, you know. But I said,
you know what,
Mel?
You know what? I'm actually going to take up for y'all on this one. I'm going to take y'all side on this one. I always get on dudes. I said, every restaurant has a menu with the prices. Look at that before you take us somewhere, you know, so you can't no complain. It's right
no,
there.
No, take
and
enough
also,
money regardless because it's not because something on the menu you thinking that I might want, I might not want. So just take enough money. That's what you got to do.
Be prepared for it.
You look
every,
at the menu,
you know,
and if the highest thing in there is $100, you better take two.
You know what? And the thing is, a lot of guys, I tell them, you have to be imaginative on dates. I say, just sitting around dinner, maybe what, like the dude had no money. Man, I'm actually a pretty good cook. I would have whipped something up. I like going. Like out here in Phoenix, a lot of mountains out here.
Right.
Going for
well,
I
spoke of that too.
Mountains,
just taking a picnic basket, you don't have to worry about spending any money. Okay, we're getting like to the last few minutes of the show, and I do appreciate everybody who came out. My two co-hosts and my guest co-host, Miss Kane. And what did you say your name was, sir?
Oh, my name's Smitty.
Smitty. Okay, Smitty. And
Don Calypso sent me y'all away.
Who? Don Calypso. Okay, Don Calypso. I saw Black Man 37 in the chat room. A few other people that was in the chat room. I do appreciate that. And my Friday show, this is the last Friday of the month. Can you believe it's almost February?
Yeah,
goodness.
I sure am staying single. I sure am staying single February. I'm staying single for real now. Tomorrow.
I know, because Valentine's Day. All right, but anyway. Anyway, my Friday show is going to be happy hour. That's at the end of the month show. And next Wednesday, I don't know what the topic is going to be, but if you ladies have anything you want to talk about, you can inbox me on Facebook or send me an email at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Any topic is not... no holds barred when it comes to bringing sexy back. You know, we'll talk about it and everything on there with a sexual nature or relationships or whatever, you know, the topic is that you want to talk about. And my Friday show is every first of the month and every last of the month. The last of the month, Friday, my show is at 10:30, and I do musical shows. They rotate from happy hour to slow jams. This Friday is going to be happy hour. The first of the Friday month generally have open topic, and that's when you can talk about it and everything. That show airs at 11. And I hope I get some heat in my house. Y'all pray for me because I don't want to wake up being a popsicle in my own house. No, I'm not going to laugh at that because that was a terrible sight when I saw that man. He was just like he was grabbing something, and he just was just froze to death, that's what I had spoken of, you know, the homeless people out on the street, like if you got any old blankets or shoes or something you want to give them, you know, look out for them because it is just so cold out there, you know, I do have little heaters in here, but, I need oil, and I don't have any oil, the oil man has not come yet, I don't know when he's going to come, but, you know, whenever he comes, I will be grateful for that. But in the meantime, I'm using my heaters and, you know, just trying to keep, you know, and I'm grateful for that because, like, I could be on the street. You see what I'm saying? So I am grateful that I do have a house and I do have these little heaters in here to keep me warm. And, you know, I just feel so bad about the homeless people out there. But that's neither here nor there. Everybody be safe and, you know, keep warm when you go outside, too, because that wind is vicious. It is vicious.
Yeah, this time last year, I was in the cold for almost 2 months, and it was horrible. And I sit back and I think about that time. It takes you back to your level of gratitude really goes up. And it makes you sit back and look at things and see things differently. Because I remember times when the only way I could heat was by kerosene heaters.
Right.
And things
right.
such as that. So it's like, yeah.
Right. So with that being said, everybody have a wonderful night. See you guys Friday. And like I said, I don't know what the topic is going to be for next Wednesday, but if anybody has any topics they want to discuss, send me an email or either send any of the ladies an email. Thanks, Ms. Kane, for coming out. Thanks, Danny, Rhea, and I forgot the young man's name again, but thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight.
Smitty.
Oh, Smitty. Okay. Thank you, Smitty. He was a character.
I'll be
on time
next week.
Oh, okay. All right, Donna. So everybody have a beautiful week. And
good night.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night, Rhea.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time.
mighty long time. Oh, mama, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember that's the way it used to be.
Everybody.